it's my destiny.
Hey guys, and welcome to my last radio show of Country 101 with yours truly, DJ Rodeo, right here on radio.dominican.edu. I have a lot in store tonight. I wasn't with you guys last week because of Thanksgiving break, but I hope you all had a great Thanksgiving with family and friends. I know I definitely did. It was nice to go home for a few days and see the family, but I feel like it's such a tease for Christmas break for us Dominican students, especially because we come back for 2 weeks, aka the hardest 2 weeks of our lives, and then go home for 6 weeks for Christmas break. And let me tell you, during break, I will be catching up on Grey's Anatomy because I haven't watched it in so long because of finals and projects and papers. have been taking over my life. And I couldn't even tell you, to be honest, the last time I watched Grey's, actually. So, but I do think I gained about 10 pounds from Thanksgiving and my mom's cooking. So I'll be trying to lose that as well on Christmas break. I have some exciting things to do over Christmas break. So I'm super excited to go home and see family and friends that I haven't seen since summer. So it'll be very fun. I'm really looking forward to it. But I can go on and on about my life. So now this is Country 101, so I better get back to country. And 'tis the season of Christmas music. I'm personally not a fan, but I know my mom is, and I'm sort of a fan of the Christmas songs sung by the country singers, but just because, well, it's still country. And it's a little hint of Christmas, and I'm in love with the country music, so it kind of works out, but I have to take it in small doses, otherwise I get so annoyed by the Christmas music. And Kelly Pickler actually came out with a Christmas song, and she paints a different sort of bittersweet in called My Christmas Caroline. Her patient vocal performance falls in line with so much of the new music she's been releasing. Once again, she's cut a very personal love story. My Christmas Caroline is a love song for her home state of North Carolina. She describes a few things she's yearning for in December. Tonight I'm thinking about the mountains, snow fallen on the pines. Oh, I feel so far away from my Christmas Caroline. So that was a lyric in her song. And her husband, Kyle Jacobs, actually helped write the song. And there's another lyric. It said, I can smell my grandma's cooking, see her face glow in the lights. I hope that memory never fades of my Christmas Caroline. But my Christmas Caroline is more than a song about a patch of land. What Pickler is truly hurting for is the family she used to celebrate the holidays with, especially her grandmother. I can hear my cousins laughing, Grandpa telling his old lies. This December left me missing my Christmas Caroline. The details may change, but Pickler's heartache remains universal for any grown-up. She does what the singers of the best holiday songs do best, calms the air and quiets an often frantic season. And I read on Taste of Country, actually, that Pickler said the best Christmas gift she's ever given is the gift of time to others in need. So, 'tis the season of giving. Yesterday was actually Giving Tuesday. I did donate and gave back to my high school. They were doing a donation type thing. So I hope maybe you guys did a little donating possibly for Giving Tuesday. If not, no worries. Every day is a good day to give. And Christina Bush turns in the season's first irreverent Christmas song with Thinking About Drinking for Christmas, an easy-to-follow holiday sing-along that serves as a reminder to throw an extra sixer, bottle, jug, keg into the cart before relatives show up. The song is left of Bush's well-mannered wheelhouse, but it sounds like he's boozed away a few December 25ths. The second verse gets to the heart of the matter. Despite good intentions, family can drive us nuttier than fruitcake. One of the lyrics is, my cousin showed up with a bottle of peppermint shine, and tomorrow I'll be cursing him for the migraine of mine. If Aunt Alice talks any longer, I'm going to need something a little bit stronger. Throughout the song, when I was listening, I could definitely just hear his smile on his face. Thinking About Drinking for Christmas is a song record, tongue-in-cheek, or not, maybe. Surely nobody boozes to keep from going insane during this stressful season. I'm thinking about drinking for Christmas, filling my glass to the top with some holiday wishes. It doesn't matter what you're sipping. It's a gift that keeps on giving. Just thinking about drinking for Christmas. So that was another lyric. And thinking about drinking for Christmas fits well with the playful brand of country music Bush has started to build since focusing on his solo career. He understands that not every song needs to be an instant classic. A song that makes you smile for a few minutes is just as good. Bush's song combines two great American traditions, Christmas and, of course, beer. A very interesting song, I'd say, but those are just two songs I read about, but I'm sure Taste of Country is going to have many more popping up because Christmas is approaching fast. And Danielle Bradbury is currently on the road with Brett Eldridge and Thomas Rhett for their Suits and Boots tour, but that's not stopping her from sharing her acoustic covers with fans. Bradbury cut a copy of Sam Hunt's sultry song Speakers off his debut album Monte Ballo. In just one day, it amassed over 40,000 views. On her acoustic cover of the song, Bradbury showcases her soulful vocals and rapid-fire singing style, managing to make this cover her own. Standing alone in a room for the performance, it's easy to see why Bradbury won season 4 of The Voice. And currently on tour with Eldridge and Rhett, like I said, Bradbury recently spoke with The Boot and says the tour has been amazing. So she said, it's like being on the road with your big brothers. Sitting there watching their show has been absolutely amazing. I'm like one of the fans sitting there. It's awesome. There's a little bit of screaming and dancing and a little bit when she was just asked to go on tour with them. She said, I love those two. They're so talented and they're the hottest guys in country music right now. Bradbury's latest single is Friend Zone, but I want to play the acoustic version she did of Sam Hunt's song because I'm in love with it and I have it on repeat. So here's Danielle Bradbury's Speakers.
Kiss your neck and slowly whisper. You breathe in cause it feels cold when my lips were. T-shirt for a pillow, music covering low, creeping through the window. I can feel the bass line and the bell line in your heart on mine, trying to jump up at each chest. Baby, you're not on fire, boy, you're on fire. Out in the dark, wrapped up in the stars. So right, boy, I'm so high. You and me, wild and free. Way out in the woods, nobody for miles. Love in the back, the truck with tailgate down, just us and speakers on. Love in the back of the truck with tailgate down, just us and speakers on. Moonlight's tracing the street tops across your face. There's a feeling in your eyes the shadows can't erase. The cool wind around us is breezing around us. Following my fingers to your hair. Engine is island and boy this heat lightning is flashing pictures of you and burning them in my head. And I'm on fire, boy you're on fire. Out in the dark, wrapped up in the stars. So high, boy I'm so high. You and me, wild and free. Way out in the woods, nobody for miles. Love in the back of the truck with tailgate down, just us and speakers on. In the back of the truck with tailgate down, just us and speakers on. I'm tuned in to you, something's on your mind, ain't it? Go on and tell me, baby, don't act like you can't say it. I know your body language, you ain't gotta translate it. Let it talk to me till I can't take it. Your lips, your hair, your smile, your touch, your kiss, your stare, your voice. Too much, it lights me up. You got me set, I'm way too gone. So baby, let your eyes close, say my name and watch me going up in flames. Boy, I'm on fire, boy, you're on fire. Out in the dark where the wild things are. So right, boy, I'm so high. You and me, wild and free. Way out in the woods, parked in. Love in the back of the truck with tailgate down, just us and speakers on. Love in the back of the truck with tailgate down, just us and speakers on.
All right, so good. I love it. I love Sam Hunt's version too, but for some reason, I have always been a huge fan of acoustic covers, and rather than the original songs. But she did it so well, and she also is so pretty. She has it all. Super jealous. But another beautiful artist that I'm in love with and definitely want to be is Carrie Underwood, and she admits her performance on Heartbeat is personal to Taste of Country. And she had a husband, Mike Fisher, in mind while writing and recording the amped up ballad. Like so many songs on Storyteller, she didn't need to say it for all to know. Heartbeat is about as steamy of a lyric as fans can expect from Underwood. It's a classy love song that yearns for a physical touch. Underwood sings over piano, pedal steel, and drums. Sam Hunt garnishes the song with harmonies. Underwood's second single from Storyteller embraces a synthetic, more pop-friendly arrangement without feeling like she's playing hokey-pokey with the genre that made her a star. It's a fine line she's pressed up against, but few will accuse her of selling out like they do with the other stars, like Hunt and Luke Bryan, who've tried something similar. Heartbeat is one of the signature songs on Storyteller and was a better's pick for a follow-up to Smoke Break. With Hunt's inclusion, expect the track to race to the top of the charts as fast as any from Underwood's decade-long career. And I'm also going to play Heartbeat for you guys, so let me pull that up, and I hope you guys enjoy.
Get quieter in the background underneath the harvest moon.
All right. So that was Carrie Underwood with Heartbeat. Her new album, Storyteller, is so good. And I love all of her songs as well on it. I really recommend getting the album if you haven't, or at least check out some of the songs. It's been out for a couple weeks now, I believe. So to celebrate the release of his new record, I'm Coming Over, Chris Young has given fans one more taste of the new project by way of a new lyric video for his duet with Vince Gill, Sober Saturday Night. And the song is a ballad wrote with personal pain, suffering, the effects of rough breakup. But the lyrics gradually reveal the story isn't quite what you expect. The tune begins by describing the typical symptoms of a hangover, feeling awful, having to pull the shades to avoid the sting of the sunlight. But soon listeners discover it's not about recovering from a night of indulging with alcohol. It's a recovery from a night without it. Young tells the story of having to face the reality of a lost love and the pain of waking up alone. He sings the tune with conviction, and Gil joins in on the second verse to add even more emotion to the delivery. The characteristically flawless harmonies from Gil enhance the tune's sense of desperation and honesty, creating one powerful breakup song. He said, "I grew up loving Vince Gil, and he said the guy sounds just like his record or better than his record. He said, I've always been such a fan. I asked him to do it, and he was like, yeah, come over to my house and let's do it. So he said he got to sit down in Vince Gill's studio and hang out with him. He said it was a great day. So I'm going to play Sober Saturday Night by Chris Young. I think it's loading here. Give me 1 second. And Chris Young also has his other songs, I'm Coming Over, which is a big hit right now. Been playing a lot on the radio. I haven't heard this one yet, but I think it'll definitely start coming on the radio right when people start listening to it. So here is Sober Saturday Night. Maybe not. Still loading. All right. Let's see. I'm not sure if this is going to load. So I'm just going to keep talking to you guys, and we'll see if it plays for me. So Dylan Scott, a guy I just started liking this year, his song Crazy Over Me. Oh, here it is.
I feel terrible, so light's hurting my eyes. So I pull the shades and make my place as black as night. I feel miserable, and I'm missing you and me. Another Sunday morning all alone underneath these sheets. No, I'm not hungover, it's true, but I'm still not over you. All messed up, all strung out, I was sitting at home, breaking time, not out there getting high, underneath some neon lights. Ain't no whiskey strong enough to make things right. I'm just getting over. Another sober Saturday night. Besides the pain, I don't feel a thing. When my buddies call me, we'll be right back. somber Saturday night.
All right, so that was Sober Saturday Night by Chris Young. And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. And definitely what a semester it has been. I loved having a radio show, but boy, it's been so much work. It's definitely stressful, but I would definitely do it all over again. So as I was saying earlier, Dylan Scott, a guy I just started liking this year, actually, his song Crazy Over Me, doesn't exactly sneak up on you. The singer's easy croon demands your attention while his storytelling lingers after the final cymbal brushes fade away. Quickly, Scott recalls singers like James Odo with an effortless baritone that's both strong and confident. This song is a mix of Tim McGraw and Lee Rice. If there's criticism to be made, though, perhaps it's that it's so easily comparable to other styles. Listeners will instantly recognize the tone of his story. Scott is a man in charge who finds his girl's insecurities 100% adorable. The chorus reveals the title's play on words. There's room on the radio for someone like Scott, absolutely. The chorus reveals the title's play on words. Oh, just said that. Just making sure you guys were awake out there. His smooth patter is just flat out easy to listen to, and the romance he brings to Crazy Over Me will definitely capture the attention of plenty of female fans. Crazy Over Me is smooth and confident. Scott almost dares you not to love it. Scott wrote Crazy Over Me with his roommate, but it took him almost a year to finish despite the pair seeing each other almost every night. So this will be the last song I play and talk about, but I might play maybe one or two more songs depending on the time I have. But I also love Lay It On Me by Dylan Scott, in which I think I have played for you guys before. So here's a popular guy in country, and here's Crazy Over Me by Dylan Scott. Let's see if this one gives me trouble too.
She said, honey, do you think I'm smart? I said, of course you are. Ain't you lying here in my arms? She smiled. Well, does this shirt make me look fat? I kind of leaned back and laughed. I said, honey, what kind of question is that? Well, you're crazy. There ain't a girl in this whole wide world that could ever make me feel the way I do about you, baby. Yeah, you're crazy, but you can be as crazy as you want to be. As long as you're crazy over me. Fuss about your hair, say you ain't got no clothes to wear, but when you finally make up your mind, you go and change one more time. We can go out on Friday nights, a pretty girl could walk on by, and if you really think I check her out, well come on now. Well, you're crazy. There ain't a girl in this whole wide world that could ever make me feel the way I do about you, baby. Yeah, you're crazy, but you can be as crazy as you want to be. As long as you're crazy over me in all my stubborn ways. Picking up the messes I made, I even ruined our first day. Well, girl, for goodness sakes, you gotta be crazy to ever let a boy like me call you baby. I thank God every day that you're my lady. Now that's a little crazy. Crazy over me.
easy over me.
All right, so that was Dylan Scott, Crazy Over You. So good. I always feel like I say that about every song, but they are all so good. And I really enjoy listening to his music. I was just sitting here in the station singing along. So it's definitely a catchy song. I really like it. And I like watching him on his music videos as well. He's so handsome, and I don't mind watching him all day. So maybe tune into some of his YouTube videos. They're pretty cool. Now, the fans at the Dallas Cowboys versus Carolina Panthers game on Thanksgiving Day got the added bonus of the one and only Luke Bryan shaking it on the 50-yard line this year, as he performed a medley of three of his biggest hits for the halftime show. The show began with a dramatic video on the giant screen hanging above the stage before Bryan emerged from below and launched into the Kick the Dust Up off his most recent album, Kill the Lights. Fans clapped, jumped, and sang, of course, along with enthusiasm, and the stage was aflame in bright orange LEDs as Bryan worked the stage, clearly having a blast during this unique opportunity. The artist moved into his 2011 hit, I Don't Want This Night to End, and the second single from his record, Tailgates and Tan Lines, then finishes it up with a classic, of course, Country Girl Shake It For Me, the first single from the same album, and I'm definitely going to be finishing my radio show with Country Girl Shake It For Me. I don't think I've played it for you guys yet, so I have to end it with a classic, of course. Everyone loves that song. Now, Bryan made the show an event, and fans definitely ate it up, especially his signature hip thrust, of course. Can't let that go. The Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders even made an appearance as well, dancing along to the tracks. The artist has been keeping busy, and even during the holiday season, of course, performing most recently with a little big town, Karen Fairchild, at the American Music Awards. The unique opportunity at the All-Genre Award Show was the first live performance of his duet with Fairchild. Home Alone Tonight, which is also the first female and male duet to appear on any of his records. Huge fan of the song right now. They sang it together so well at the AMAs. They really make a really good duet, and that song actually came on today while I was getting ready to go to school, and I couldn't help but sing along because it's a really catchy song. And Kelsea Ballerini recently got to be one of the honored guests on Taylor Swift's 1989 World Tour, singing her number one hit, Love Me Like You Mean It, during Swift's Nashville stop in late September. And it turns out the Wildest Dream singer doesn't do anything halfway, of course. I could only imagine. Ballerini was taken by surprise when she arrived to rehearse, and she said, I walked in that day, and she's like, we have pink hearts falling from the ceiling, and we have choreography. Ballerini told Taste of Country Nights backstage at the CMA Awards, I was like, okay, we're actually doing this full force then. So playing with Swift was a blast, she said, and it probably didn't hurt the other guests that night, who were Steven Tyler and Alison Krauss. And it was one of the coolest things of her life, she said. And Ballerini has made friends with Swift over the last year or so, and even invited her along with Lady Antebellum's Hillary Scott to her housewarming party. Ballerini tells Taste of Country her fellow country ladies were exceptionally generous with her contributions to her new abode. Both of them spoiled the crap out of her and got so much stuff for her new apartment. And she shared that Swift got a marquee light, all this crazy stuff. She's awesome, she said, and Hillary, she thought, bought the whole Anthropology store. And you know what? I could definitely use some things, ladies. I'll give you my Christmas list. So I'm just kidding. But really, if you guys want, you guys can donate to Care News Christmas list. But that's such an awesome experience for Kelsea Ballerini, making great friends out in the country world, and Taylor Swift staying in the country world as well. So very thankful for that. Now, of course, I have to talk about this topic on my last show because it has been such a topic on every show of mine. And a lot has been said about Blake Shelton, of course. Who do you guys think who else I would talk about? And over the past few months concerning his divorce from Miranda Lambert, but news from the Little Red Wagon singers camp has been few and far between. But the star is now opening up about what life has been like since the split this summer. It feels like just a couple days ago, not this summer. But she said that she always talked about Blake, but I always talk about Blake, but never about Miranda. And finally, I have some juicy stuff on her. And in an interview with Cosmopolitan, Lambert said that she's still processing everything, but seems to have come to terms with what had happened. She said, "Marriage is such a tough business, and we gave it our best college try," she told the magazine. The artist also shared a healthy perspective on what it's like moving on and just trying to live a full life. "Some of that might mean nights on my porch crying," she said, "drinking whiskey and going, man, this sucks right now." Underneath the heartbreak, Lambert still has positive things to say about Shelton, who recently began dating Gwen Stefani, as I mentioned a couple times before in my show. Though Lambert says she's not quite ready to jump back into the dating pool just yet, she'll know what she's looking for. Excuse me. And she said, "I had a great relationship with an amazing man, so I know what good it is. I have a great launching pad for the future, and I will never take that for granted," she insisted. Lambert recently performed her new single, Bathroom Sink, at the 2015 CMAs, which also took home the award for Female Vocalist of the Year for the 6th consecutive year. She accepted the award with grace and noted that she needed a bright spot this year. She unveiled a rocker chick pink hairstyle for the live debut of the new track from her 2014 album Platinum. If you guys didn't see, she looked really good, I thought. And she was the only female to be nominated for the entire for Entertainer of the Year. She's headed out on tour with Kenny Chesney for the Stadium Series dates on Spread the Love Tour next year. And props to her for dealing with all this so well, or at least making it look so easy, because I'm sure it's not as easy as it looks. And country's biggest stars may ride on tour buses and take part in glitzy tours, but when Thanksgiving comes around, they're more than satisfied with home cooking. I read Alan Jackson, Dierks Bentley, and Hillary Scott of Lady Antebellum revealed their favorite foods to eat when sitting around the Turkey Day table. Jackson has precious memories of one dish in particular, the dressing, otherwise known as stuffing. "My favorite Thanksgiving dish would be the homemade cornbread-based kind of dressing that we always have with turkey," he said, according to GAC. "That recipe is a combination of my mama and Denise, his wife, has taken it and perfected it over the years so that him and his children can really enjoy it." For Bentley, now a dad of three, "Thanksgiving just isn't the same without the turkey. And along with the turkey comes carving it, which is definitely an honor in their family." He said Thanksgiving is not possible without a turkey. The home, hitmaker admits, "My dad's always been the one to cook and carve it, but in years here recently, I've taken over these duties. But bigger responsibility, although he's adamant about having a turkey to slice into, Bentley is happy with the bird cooked any way you can. Deep fried, roasted, he likes it all the same. You really can't cook a turkey wrong," he said. "I'm going to eat it anyway, and I have over the years," the singer insisted. He said, "Trust me, I've played a lot of country and state fairs where I've seen gigantic turkey legs. I've had the flat meat. I've done turkey everywhere you could do it. I'm pretty good any way you wanted to cook it up, but you've got to have a turkey for Thanksgiving." I couldn't agree more. And unlike Bentley, Lady A's leading lady, Hillary Scott, isn't concerned about the meat. She's more into the honey comforting casseroles. Specifically, her grandmother's signature dish, "My favorite Thanksgiving food would have to be my grandmother's sweet potato casserole," she said. "There's just something she puts in, probably all the love, that makes it better than anything she's ever could have tasted. Turkey dressing and sweet potato pie, the makings of a great dinner and maybe even great breakfast the next day. I myself love my mom's recipe of stuffing. It's not the average stuffing everyone has. It's one of a kind and it's delicious. I had Thanksgiving meal Friday and Saturday, so I'm all turkeyed out. So until next year, Thanksgiving." But I am not a fan of pie. I know a couple of the singers were, but I don't know, just something about it. Everyone in my family gives me crap for it, but I love ice cream, and I'm going to stick with ice cream cake and cupcakes, but for some reason, I can't get myself to like pie. But that's just my little insert right there. And Tim McGraw isn't shy about his love of carbs, but the star watches his waistline, of course, doing his best to avoid them. However, all bets are off on Thanksgiving when he dipped into delicious dishes prepared by his wife, Faith Hill. He said, "Thanksgiving is one of my favorite meals of the year, so I'm not going to skip out on anything." He said that to Big Machine Label Group. The singer describes a typical McGraw-Hill Turkey Day feast for exactly what it is, a decked-out, saliva-inducing, calorie-ridden feast. He said, "My wife cooks a great Thanksgiving dinner, and we have the traditional turkey and cornbread dressing and all the vegetables that are grown in our parents' garden.
We have cornbread and peas, green beans, butter beans, cranberry sauce, and all those things. So we don't miss out on anything at Thanksgiving. After all, his hard work and dedication to exercise, which he's admitted he can't live without, McGraw definitely deserves to have seconds or thirds or maybe even tenths just for the delicious Thanksgiving holiday. It's all about being grateful and being gracious to our hungry bellies on that holiday. So I should have hit the gym this week, definitely, but still haven't. Finals are taking over my life. But if I went to the gym, I probably would have been sweating out gravy or sweating out turkey because I ate a lot for Thanksgiving. But that's okay. And like every American, most are thankful for good health and good food this last Thanksgiving. But the Taste of Country Thanksgiving prayer also includes a few country artists, a ton of great country music, and one funky beard, a.k.a. Sam Hunt. Superstars didn't rule in 2015. In fact, one could argue newcomers like Chris Stapleton and Sam Hunt, Kelsey Ballerini, were more important than the vets like, say, maybe Luke Bryan and Kenny Chesney. All three make our most thankful list in one way or another. Got something in my eye. Okay. Eyelash. So, Taste of Country Music made a list of what they were thankful for this Thanksgiving. And so I want to share it with you guys. It's really interesting. And at 14 is Eric Church's Mr. Misunderstood. Eric Church's surprise album includes what will ultimately become his second most popular song. The title track is as immediately effective as Springsteen was in 2012, and just as relatable outside of his special track. One finds a mix of blues, soul, and coffee shop honesty on Mr. Misunderstood. It's a personal album that Church dropped without announcement. 13 was a really cute, it's Tim McGraw's and Faith Hill's marriage. And like I said, this is 13. It was a tough summer for love. Miranda and Blake and Reba and Narvel and Jake and Lacey all called it quits in the span of a few weeks. But McGraw and his wife of 19 years couldn't seem more in love. It's becoming more clear that the meanwhile back at Mama Singer commitment to his physical self is in response to call for a greater commitment to his marriage. And that's all kinds of sexy, and I love it. And at 12 is Thomas Rhett's funky Tangled Up album. Listen to songs like Southside and Vacation and try not to smile. It's definitely hard. But Thomas Rhett's sophomore album also includes depth and future hits like Playing With Fire and Die a Happy Man. But it's the dance-friendly funky country tracks that mark the project. It's a special album that Rhett himself would say isn't for everyone, but it's really for some people, and definitely for me, a huge fan of his songs and the album. 11 is Reba and Ronnie Dunn's friendship. Yes, fans are definitely thankful for that. Social media allows for a behind-the-scenes look into this lifelong friendship between Reba McEntire and Ronnie Dunn, from their time in Las Vegas to their trip to Italy to the speckled pies in between. One says previously unseen sides to both of their personalities. They're kind of silly. Suddenly, these two superstars seem much more approachable. I'm definitely thankful for my friendships over the years. It's nice to have amazing friends with you by your side through thick and thin. And 10 is Taylor Swift's support for country music. Like I said earlier, it's nice to see her still around some country. And she's gone, but definitely not forgotten. And she hasn't forgotten about us country people over here. Sam Hunt, Keith Urban, and Kelsey Ballerini are three artists Swift brought on stage during her 1989 world tour. She was particularly evasive about her love of newcomers, Hunt and Ballerini, no doubt because she sees a little of herself in them. Both fight haters and both stay true to a sound that's honest and sincere, even if it's not as country as Jones and Haggard. Swift may have gone pop, but her occasional embrace leaves the door cracked for a return. 9 is Blake Shelton's Twitter page. Yes, fans are definitely thankful for this as well. For a few short days in July, Blake Shelton kept quiet on Twitter. Then, rumors of his relationship with Gwen Stefani began to cover tabloids, and then more respectable media outlets, and the king of tweets is back. In recent weeks, Shelton has taken aim at media fans who've said he's gone Hollywood, in quotes, and anyone else who's inspired him. There's a story almost weekly from something the something the singer says. And few artists give more honest Twitter views than interviews, but Shelton is most comfortable with his phone in hand. Coming in at 8 is Keith Hill's tone-deaf comments about women in country. It wasn't what consultant Keith Hill said about women in country music. It was how he said it and the lengths he went in defending it. If you want to make ratings in country radio, take females out, Hill said earlier this year. It's pretty difficult to earn the scorn of one half of a population. But Hill's comments did it. We are grateful for what he said, however, as he brought needed attention to a simmering topic. It remains to be seen if true change is on the horizon, but there are many promising female artists on the rise, such as Cam and Maddie and Tay. And number 7 is Kelsey Ballerini, or Ballerina, excuse me, and country music's first solo female artist to notch a number one hit since 2012. Did it? Made 7 because she released an irresistible smash hit to radio and because everyone kind of loves her, basically. There's something very relatable about the Tennessee native. She recalls a young Taylor Swift, so it wasn't surprising that the two became fast friends earlier this year. 6 is a Little Big Town's Girl Crush. Earlier controversy brought needed attention to the year's best song. The soft ballad from the group's Painkiller album tells a lost love story in an entirely new way, but it's lead singer Karen Fairchild's stark storytelling that drives this Jay Joyce production. One hears her hurting with every single word. It's pain you crave. It's such a good song, definitely thankful for. And 5 is Baby Isaiah. In country music, it's never all about the music. We love the people we love because we relate. And as of February 27th, 2015, millions of country fans find common ground with Carrie Underwood. Her stories, photos, and struggles are our stories and struggles as well. Musically edgy songs from her Storyteller album are made more interesting knowing she's the same woman who thinks it's cute when her son drools on her. She and husband Mike Fisher have shared just enough with fans. It's a thin line to balance upon, but she's done it with tremendous grace. Maybe that's all a bunch of malarkey, however. The real reason we love this 9-month-old may be because it's just so he's just so stinking cute. And, excuse me, at the 4th spot is Sam Hunt's beard, like I said earlier. I can't believe fans are thankful for this, but I'm just reading what I saw. It was a splendid beard for a few short months. The breakup in a small-town singer supported facial hair that left the brawny man jealous. Hunt shaved it just before the 2015 CMA Awards, saying it was time for him to start a new chapter in his life. We thought there was another reason. Maybe there was even a woman involved. And sure enough, like I said in my other show when I mentioned this, his grandma didn't like the beard. So he sheared it like a sheep. And that was gone like that. And at number 3 is Brantley Gilbert's commitment to the military. And it's not unusual for a country singer to play a USO tour or a show for the troops. Brantley Gilbert's commitment reaches deeper. His meetings with veterans turn into lasting friendships, and often the singer is the one fielding late-night phone calls from grown men looking for help and support. And 2 is the coming of Chris Stapleton. Chris Stapleton wouldn't have won Male Vocalist Album and New Artist of the Year at the 2015 CMA Awards if he didn't have a great album. The timing also makes his accession a special. There's growing, if not overflowing, disgust with bro country and songs that taste like boiled chicken. Stapleton's songs are a mixer of everyone who can embrace them. And we wouldn't be talking about him, however, if everyone in Nashville wasn't talking about him months and years before his big night in Nashville. At the ACM Awards in Dallas, an informal Taste of Country survey of artists found he was the best vocalist in Nashville. Wow, look at that. Important singers, songwriters, and executives in Music City love this guy and were rooting for him to have his day in the spotlight. All this finally came together for him, and I'm so happy for him. He had a really good night at the CMA Awards, and everyone really got to know who he was, because I had no idea who he was before the CMA Awards, and I knew a couple of his songs, but not too many, and I know I played a few and talked about him a lot, so glad this all came together for him. And at the number 1 spot is a Rory Feeks This Life I Live blog, and Rory Feeks' honest telling of wife Joey's journey before, during, and after cancer is a must-read material, and I started reading a little bit of it, but I got sidetracked, so I'm definitely going to go back to it, and I really recommend going to read it. Couldn't think of the word. The singer holds little back at this Life I Live blog, yet each word is delivered with love and kindness. It's a verbal documentary told in real time, one that forces every reader to evaluate close relationships. So that was the top 14 things some fans and Taste of Country were thankful for. So we're going to take a quick break. Don't forget, you're listening to radio.dominican.edu. And here's Jake Owen with Sure Feels Right.
Had a thing for girls that dance when they get a little tipsy. Corona cold in your hand, your brushed back hair. I took another sip of whiskey and I didn't let the ice cubes melt in the bottom of my plastic cup. And I said, hey, pretty girl, you want to get out of here? And you looked up, looking in your big blue eyes. Laying there that night, I said, this sure feels dangerous to me. It feels like a struck match kissing gasoline. It feels a little better than it ever has. It sure feels good, baby, let's be bad. I feel your heart, I feel you there. I feel a little brave, I feel a little scared tonight. And it sure feels right. Sunrise hit the window and there you were in my Alabama t-shirt. A wildflower angel, sleep like a dream. You got me thinking about those three words. And I didn't sneak off like I'd done so many times before. And you opened up your eyes and gave me a kiss. I said, give me one more. And in those twisted covers, we were more than lovers. You said, this sure feels dangerous to me. It feels like a struck match kissing gasoline. It feels a little better than it ever has. It sure feels good, baby, let's be bad. I feel your heart, I feel you there. I feel a little brave, I feel a little scared in the morning light. And it sure feels right. Match kissing gasoline. It feels a little better than it ever has. It sure feels good, baby, let's be bad. I feel your heart, I feel you there. I feel a little brave, I feel a little scared tonight. And it sure feels right. And it sure feels right. And it sure time. Corona cold in your hand, your brushed back hair. I'll sip on my whiskey. You know, I always had a thing for girls that dance when they get a little tipsy.
All right, welcome back. If you're just tuning in to the last 10 minutes of my show, you're listening to Country 101 on radio.dominican.edu with yours truly, DJ Rodeo. And I just talked about what our artists were thankful for Thanksgiving. So I'm going to change it up. Now we talked about Thanksgiving. And Jana Kramer is actually expecting a little one in 2016, and her bump has officially popped. The country singer chatted with Taste of Country about her bargaining bump, or Yes. And gave some advice to fathers to be out there. Kramer's baby is due soon, around the end of January or the beginning of February. And I'm hoping February, because my birthday's in February, and that'd be super cool if we had, like, close birthdays or even the same birthday. And her big baby belly has meant frequent requests to touch the bump. If people ask, I'm like, okay, but it's kind of weird, she admits, especially people she doesn't know. And she's like, I'm like, let's not. The I Got the Boy singer is being pretty open about her pregnancy. Despite not wanting all hands on deck, she doesn't mind the intimate questions people ask her now that she's expecting. It's cool, though. I like to read things, and I like to hear other people's stories, so it's fun to kind of share my stories as well, she says. In addition to stories, Kramer's sharing advice for fathers-to-be. She wants them to know that all they really need is patience. Just to be patient and to try not to be stressed, she said. Just have faith. Kramer and Michael Clausen were married over Memorial Day weekend. Love couples when they have babies make me so happy. And four country stars make people's sexiest man alive issue. While soccer star David Beckham takes the cover, Blake Shelton and Tim McGraw are two of the genre's hottest, proving that sexy knows no age. Garth Brooks further proves that point. He's featured alongside Robert Downey Jr. and Kevin Bacon in the 50s category. Brooks is 53, actually, and it's the 30th annual Sexiest Man Alive issue on November 27th. Shelton is still very sexy as a single man, maybe even sexier. I think that people are very intrigued with his relationship with Gwen Stefani, says deputy feature editor Kate Hogan. A lot of women actually find him sexy, regardless of who he's dating, and there's a lot to like about Blake Shelton, and I'm not sure if I actually like the new couple, because I love Miranda and I love them both as a couple, so I'm kind of iffy on the new couple of Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani. But McGraw makes the men of the year list, earning points for his trimmed body. His music and family make him even more appealing. It's not clear if there are any new pictures of either singer. Finally, Brett Eldridge makes the sexy list. His features in the sexy at every age section alongside stars like Ed Sheeran. Beckham gets the cover, however, posing fully clothed, surprise there, with a charming smile and tattooed hand pulling at his shirt collar. Last year, actor Chris Hemsworth was on People's Sexiest Man cover. And all those men are attractive, let me just say, so I'm fine with any of them being on the cover. And to other men that are very attractive is Florida Georgia Line are riding high following two wins at the American Music Awards. But although the duo have made waves in country music, they don't take credit for changing the direction of the genre. I think we have changed country music a little bit, but we don't try to take the credit for that. Taylor Hubbard tells The Boot, "We're just honored and proud to be in the genre, a part of country music. There's so many cool things going on right now and so many great artists. It's a pleasure for us, but it's cool because we just do what we love. And if people are digging it, it's a beautiful thing because it allows us to get the music heard on a larger level and to be able to fill up seats. It's fun for us." Hubbard further explained bandmate Brian Kelly's views on the genre from Washington Post interview in July, where he said that the quality of country music has got to go up to make the genre more appealing to others. He said, "I think the majority of what he was trying to say was sometimes in country people can be complacent and it can get stagnant, and artists can write the same stuff over and over and over again and try to recreate what happened in 2012 and 2015. Hubbard explains, "I think the most beautiful thing about country music and the reason it's the largest format as we speak is because there's some guys that are coming in that are saying, you know what, let's go out of the box and let's do something fresh." Hubbard agrees with Kelly, and I do too, and says change is needed in the format, and he and Kelly hope they continue to push the genre's limits with their forthcoming third album. "The best music is always evolving. The more it can evolve, the better," the singer declares. "People need to continue to step up their game and continue to push the boundaries as far as songwriting goes and as far as cutting songs. We're not setting out trying to change anything. We're just creating the music we want to perform every night. And I really still want to see them perform in concert, or at least see them in concert live. They always seem like they put on a great show for their concerts, and I still really want to see them." So I have to bring them up one last time because I brought up Miranda. But just a couple weeks after Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani, both coaches on The Voice confirmed their relationship. Stefani is admitting that she loves him. kind of. Stefani was being interviewed by Entertainment Tonight during a promo for The Voice alongside Adam Levine when the duo was asked what qualities they were thankful for in each of their fellow coaches. Levine took a turn speaking to frenemy Shelton, first joking that he couldn't think of anything for him because he's known him too long. "Blake's just my buddy," Levine explained. "I'm just kidding. I love you, Blake." Well, kind of-ish, as the interviewer laughed. Stefani jumped in, adding, "I love you too, Blake-ish." Levine immediately gave Stefani a hard time for saying it on camera, sing-songing the words "trouble" and "context" with a smile. "You screwed yourself on that one," he said, still smiling as Stefani and the interviewer laughed. "I'm here to protect you, and then you do something like that," he explained in a fine exasperation. "Do you think that was dumb?" Stefani asked Levine, playing it off. Fans will have to be left wondering what the former, no doubt, frontwoman actually meant the comment. But Levine's reaction doesn't bode well for Stefani, convincing them it was simply playful and platonic. I wonder if they will last, because I don't know, but I guess we'll wait and see. And three members of Little Big Town stepped up to the mic at the 2015 American Music Awards, but not to perform. They were there to introduce the fourth member, Karen Fairchild, with Luke Bryan for a debut performance of Bryan's tune Home Alone Tonight. Normally there are four of us, but you'll notice Karen's missing. Kim Schlappman began. "Turns out she's left us," Jimmy Westbrook teased, "but just for the few minutes. The band we generally proud to introduce their fellow members' unique performance," smiling as they announced Bryan and Fairchild in unison. An elaborate set featured a spinning metallic centerpiece with partitions concealing the singer as they began the song. Bryan and Fairchild alternated lines in the verse, told from two perspectives, emerging from the center to the main stage. Their harmonies blended beautifully as the two powerful vocalists sang the chorus together with the backing vocals, making for an impressive performance. "We had always certainly entertained the right collaboration under the right circumstances," Bryan said, "but it's always about the right song, and we've never really found out that song that necessarily did what we wanted it to do." Home Alone Tonight appears his most recent album, Kill the Lights, which he is slated to begin touring in 2016. And what else do I have for you? Now, if you were an artist and you're at a concert and you saw a little girl dancing in the crowd, would you let her go on stage with you? Well, Sam Hunt noticed a little girl dancing in the crowd at the Stars and Guitars show in Fayetteville, not sure if I pronounced that right, so he told her to join him on stage in North Carolina. He said, "You got some moves, girl," he says, "dang." While Scotty McCreery, Hunter Hayes, and a full house look on, this little girl shakes it like she's in a music video. Hunt sings "House Party," but keeps his eye on the tiny dancer cheerleader. We put her at about 8 years old, give or take a year or two. The choreography is clearly spontaneous, but the singer and the audience love it. Hunt's had a very kid-friendly few weeks. Last month, photos of him hanging with Hillary Scott's baby, and then he told Taste of Country he's looking forward to having kids one day. On Wednesday, Hunt met with a 9-year-old from Georgia who was battling brain cancer. Prior to his show, the two talked and cut up, with Hunt signing her hat. "When I first heard about Sam Hunt, I didn't think much of him, but he has really come a long way." And Kelly Clarkson's title track from her most recent album, Piece by Piece, is a vulnerable song reflective of her own past, and the new music video is a treatment to its personal meaning for the artist. The black and white montage shows Clarkson singing to the camera, interspersed with images of women who are presumably going through similar hardships. Clarkson's father abandoned her family when she was young, and the song centers around that pain and her husband, Brandon Blackstock, picking up those broken pieces of her heart and putting them back together. In a recent interview, Clarkson talked about how different her husband is than her father. She said, my husband came into my life, and he was the complete opposite of how my father was. Kelly told CBS This Morning, "He was present. He wins for being around." The video shows some somber symbolic images throughout, a closing door, a mane letting go of a woman's hand, but keeps an air of triumph as Clarkson continues the song, explaining her restored faith that a man could be kind and a father could stay through Blackstock. The winning shot, though, is Clarkson with her baby daughter, River Rose, at the end. Smiling and giving each other kisses in the song, Clarkson vows to never leave her daughter like her father left her, and this beautiful moment is proof. Clarkson had to cancel a round of shows at the end of her Piece by Piece tour due to vocal issues, but she Lost what I was going to say. She also recently shared that she's had a round second pregnancy, much like her first. And a rough second round, excuse me. And she said, I'm familiar with all day sickness, she joked. I have to get IVs and fluids because I get so dehydrated and it's really bad. She has revealed that baby number two is a boy, and though no official due date has been released, he is expected to arrive early next year. And I wanted to play her song for you, but I am running out of time because it is 7 o'clock here on Wednesday night. So this is all I have for you guys tonight. I hope you enjoyed listening to me all semester. It has been a pleasure. Thank you to my professors, Stu and Leona, for helping me and making this show not so much of a disaster as I thought it would be. I had so much fun talking country with you all, and I hope you liked it as well. You've been listening to radio.dominican.edu with DJ Rodeo on Country 101. Enjoy the rest of your evening, and happy holiday. DJ Rodeo out.
Hey girl. Oh now. You know you got everybody looking. Got a little boom in my big truck. Gonna open up the doors and turn it up. Gonna stomp my boots in the Georgia mud. Gonna watch you make me fall in love. Get up on the hood of my daddy's tractor. Up on the toolbox, it don't matter. Down on the tailgate, girl, I can't wait to watch you do.